Welcome back to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you're with us this week, especially after last week's episode that had one of the best endings that I've ever seen in one of our episodes today. At least it was my favorite. Real quick before we get started, Rob, what'd you think of that whole thing?
Interesting.
Yeah? Was it fun to see your character be an evil character coming back and
trying to kill us all?
Yes, as Matthew pointed out, Rob, you're not supposed to be proud of him at this moment.
Yeah. By the way, I think my comment was misattributed. I meant to say that he is not my friend, not that he was never my friend. Mm-hmm. But that was just some shell. But thanks for Brian for making it all awkward.
That's what he does.
Jerk.
Now, the best part, I think, was the waking up part and realizing that the whole thing was a dream, which brings here, Rodrigo, since it was all a dream,
A
horrible
dream, we have still our max hit points, we still have all of our action points, all of that fun stuff.
Nope.
What do you mean? It was a dream.
Yes, it was. You guys, if you took any damage, you have to spend as many healing surges as it would take to heal that, all of it.
Why is that?
And you don't get any action points back or anything like that.
Why?
Presumably you didn't get a good night's sleep. Yeah. Not a good night's sleep and or some actual psychic attack.
Lol speaks to her priests through prophetic dreams, infecting them with a madness rumored to be contagious.
Goddess of nightmares, imagine that.
What?
All right, I'm going to cash in a couple of surgy healing surges.
Two surges.
Looks like I got to do three to go back to full.
Yep.
I've got to do zero to go back to full.
Stay where I'm at right now.
My name is...
Are you full up?
No.
Then you have to spend at least one surge.
Why not? What?
Because I'm making... He doesn't have to.
No, yes, he does. I'm making him.
Oh, well, you're just me.
Right, yep.
Right. My name is Rodrigo.
Yes, hello. Me. I am Rodrigo. I am your game master. Have we met?
Yes, and there's the D&D Brian and Rob and Matthew and Stephen. And let's pick up from the moment where Torque is being tapped and said, "Hello, wake up, please, sir. Breakfast is ready." In his evil drow way.
Why do the drows have strange little British accents?
Because they're evil.
Yes, British people are evil. Unless they're Cockneys, then they're just mean, I guess. I don't know.
No, Cockneys are brutal little guys who want to be evil but can't quite pull it off, like Badger from Serenity.
Right.
Moving on.
So, yes, you all wake up. There are a couple drow in the room. One of them's poking Ket. The other one's poking Torque. When they see you guys stir, they take a couple of steps back, and they just kind of hold up their hands. Are you all right? Were your rooms not what you wanted?
I'm fine.
Oh, all right. Well, breakfast is served, so you can talk to the intendant out here, and he'll lead you down.
Would that have been a shared dream?
Yes. Okay. You all remember that happening.
Okay.
Curious. Also, if you did, in fact, end up spending healing surges, you feel like you were beaten up. Or, you took some damage.
Curious. I felt cold all night. I just thought it was because I didn't have a blanket.
Yeah, redacted. Moving on.
So, first off, I can't really blame anybody, because I took the second watch, didn't I? But we can't guarantee exactly when the dream started.
I vote blame Ket. Who's with me?
Was that in character?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I talk like this and talk. That's
what I thought.
Yeah, that's the easiest one to figure out.
I think that was a stop talking out of character jackass moment.
Because that's going to happen.
Yes, it is. Right now.
Splash some water in my face. This was probably an attack. Psychic dream attack?
Goddess of nightmares?
Yeah. Well,
could it have been an attack or just residual?
Could have been just something from the realm.
Either way, we probably should have expected it.
Yep.
On the plus side, we did show what we were capable of.
Which is probably a bad idea, too.
Well, we'll see what comes of it.
Maybe we should go down to breakfast.
Probably.
You prepared for today?
If she's willing to speak today, then yes.
Very well.
I kind of hope there's something what needs hitting today. I'm in a hitting something kind of mood.
So, you guys head down to breakfast. And, you know, right off the bat, as you start hitting down, because during your dream, when you went down, and now that you're going down now, it's different. Like, the hallway is different.
Okay.
So,
no deja vu.
Right, no deja vu. This is like a brand new area of the palace that you've never been in.
That reminds me of my favorite joke that wizards did.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, you guys continue down, and this is a kind of weirdly more scenic part of the palace. You are, in fact, at one point coming over a large bridge that seems to be made entirely of hardened webs as he leads you across with a, you know, it's not too far of a drop down. It's just kind of like this concave thing.
So it's like a hanging suspension bridge, or?
It seems to be perfectly solid.
Okay.
And it you know, think of like a rock bridge going across, except it's just made of strands upon strands of spider webs. And it has been kind of, you know, it seems to have been crafted in some way by more or less humanoid things to actually allow you to, you know, walk through. And when you get to it, the attendant bows to you and says, I've gotten to the end of my area. If you would like to talk to that gentleman over there on the other side of the bridge, he will take you to the dining hall. Bows and walks off.
Nod.
Walk over to the gentleman he gestured to.
Okay. As you're walking across, other drow on the other side of the bridge seems to be talking to someone. It is a tall, slender humanoid of some sort. Long, flowing brown hair, wearing a very, what appears to be a very dusty cape, along with some nice kind of nobleman's clothes that also appear to have been. It's like he just rolled around in the dirt. His back is turned to you, except that as you approach, he is handing a pouch to that drow. The drow takes the pouch, points at you guys, and then takes off running. At which point, the young man turns around to look at you and has, you know, is just kind of a handsome young man, except that his eyes are bright red, appears to be covered in dust, and as he looks over at you, these three creatures round the corner, they're basically big suits of armor, just big. One of them is kind of a bronze, the other one's more of a silver, and the other one's just kind of a just matte black and gray kind of thing, and except instead of, you know, where the helmets would be, there's no helmet. There's just, like, the hole. And poking out of it are snake heads. And it, like, it is just, like, the tubular snake coming out. It doesn't look like it tapers into shoulders that would be in the arms and stuff. It's literally, like, It seems to be a suit of armor with a snake in it, except the suit of armor is moving around on its own.
Without trying to make it sound like a joke. Kind of like Earthworm Jim?
Yeah, actually. Okay. So, the...
But scarier.
Yes. Because they are scary snakes. Their faces are not...
Earthworm Jim was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, if you think about it. They're, we'll say they are definitely kind of crotalid type snakes, you know, kind of like flatter faces, you know, your rattlers and copperheads kind of look. As they get to that, towards the guy, he looks over at you guys and says, "Well, well, well, Ket Hazard, I finally caught up with you. You will pay for what you did to my father, King Eladir." And he throws up his arms as his cloak basically turns into these big brown dusty bat wings. And he, like, takes to the sky. And we'll get into another fight.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So. I was going to say something about as we're walking up and seeing the exchange and everything starts coming, start reaching into my coat.
Yeah, you guys can actually have your weapons more or less in hand.
This doesn't
unless your
good.
Weapons are your hands.
Exactly.
Then you don't have them.
Then you don't have them.
What?
Oh, no. It is another dream. Your hands fell off. Also,
you're naked in class.
Yes, also in your underwear.
And you're floating
it's
in the boat. And you're surrounded by other hands that float in the water.
I haven't been to class all semester.
And you're voiced by Alan Alda.
Hi. I'm Rachel Bieber. You've been listening to Major Spoilers Podcast. It's great, isn't it? If you're like me, you listen to it every week, sometimes multiple times, because there's so much high-quality content that I just can't catch it all in one sitting. We all love listening to Matthew, Rodrigo, and yes, even Steven, as they discuss the hard-hitting pop culture issues of the day. Don't you think it's time you made your pledge of support? Look at it this way. You could spend $10 to $15 for three comics, and they could all turn out to be crap, with Superman going for a walk, Wonder Woman getting a random new costume, or anybody being drawn by Rob Liefeld. Or you could send three of those dollars to Major Spoilers and learn which two excellent books you can buy that you will actually enjoy and cherish for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. I call that better value for your money. Isn't that what we're all looking for in today's economy? But the podcast doesn't appear by magic, pulled fully formed out of Steven's skull like the birth of Pallas Athena, Google it. Major Spoilers isn't a big commercial enterprise like Howard Stern or Glorious Godfrey. They rely on your support to put the show together week after week, year after year, and bring you the level of critical analysis and discussion that you've come to rely on. Ask yourself this question. If you ran into Matthew at Starbucks, would you buy him a coffee? Of course you would. You're not a monster. And we're not even asking you to do that every day. That would make him jittery. Just one coffee per month. Even the Thunderbolts are allowed more than one cup of coffee per month, and they're convicted criminals. And they've made it so easy, even Anthro can do it. Just go to MajorSpoilers.com. On the right side of the page are four buttons. Just click one, and it will take you right to PayPal. You can make a one-time donation or sign up for automatic monthly donations of $2, $5, or $10. Remember, that's not the price per podcast, although they'd be totally worth it. That's per month. You're probably asking yourself, what about those months with 31 days? Well, if you donate now, Major Spoilers will throw in the 31st day for free. But act quickly, quantity may be limited. Can you imagine what it would be like if one day you went to iTunes and Major Spoilers just wasn't there? And it wouldn't be because you sold your love of Major Spoilers to Mephisto. It would be because you and listeners like you didn't give. You disgust me. But we can fight against that potential timeline and ensure that the Major Spoilers podcast doesn't go the way of Agents of Atlas, MI-13, Jason Todd, and countless others. Major Spoilerites, Critical Hittites, my brothers and sisters. I see in your eyes the same fear that would take the heart of me. A day may come when the loquaciousness of Matthew fails, when we forsake our pull lists and break all bonds of continuity, but not this day. An hour of bandwidth caps and shattered servers when the age of geeks comes crashing down. But it is not today. This day, we donate. By all that you hold dear on this Earth Prime, I bid you stand, men of the West, because we know you love comics. We do too.
Okay, we're going to call... this one is green, this one is blue, and this one is red.
Okay.
You call the blue one John, like Dr. Manhattan?
No. This will be Galmadar.
Now my brain's just going to keep adding a... Never mind.
Yeah, well, I think your brain usually does that, doesn't it?
Oh, snap!
So, 7 Hours Wise initiative.
18.
Okay.
Jeebus!
Wait, what is your bonus to initiative?
14?
Somebody'd say 17?
No, I'm not going to dock you guys initiative. But you have been warned. I will turn this car around. Ket.
I don't want to go to grandma's anyway.
Her
house smells like farts. Awesome.
Yep, we both rolled a 4.
Albrecht.
5.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I don't think it would have mattered this fight.
And Twerk.
I hate it when I have to break up a cool thing. 24.
Yeah, you do.
Don't you already also have a pretty decent
That's
initiative,
all right. I'm pretty sure we're going to clump.
You guys are definitely going to clump.
No, well,
there's a special agent in the litter to make sure that happens. Okay, so...
Okay, so...
we should definitely not start early anymore.
Well, it doesn't help if we start late.
I was going to say, is it starting early?
Oh, so, Rodrigo, question going back to our dream. That means all of our daily powers, if we would have used them, are also...
Yep, if you use your dailies are gone.
Okay.
This is, for all intents and purposes, the second encounter of the game.
All right.
And you've gotten nothing except a short rest.
All right.
But that also means that once we're done here, we should have a milestone.
Uh-huh. Correct.
Cool.
You subverted my question.
Okay.
I inverted it.
I think I invalidated is what I did.
No. Well, yeah, that would work too.
Just be vertigo.
So, at the top of the round...
Top of the round.
Not me.
The top of the round.
You hear... Galmadar yell out, "Attack my beasties!" And the beasties will then attack because they beat your ass as an initiative.
But he's smaller. God, I think
he should talk like this. Attack my beasties.
He's a handsome man. He's like, "Attack!"
A handsome, dirty man.
I say attack.
Is he a human?
He's got the wingy wings.
What was I going to say? King Eladir was certainly not human. Okay. And you're pretty sure this is his son.
Okay.
As he said as much.
Yep.
Galmadar.
So... No, what probably not. Galmadar.
Thank you.
Galvatron.
Yep.
Thank you.
And you know that this guy was out looking for you.
Galmadar. Okay. I would like for someone to point out that Brian did what I normally do without getting in trouble. That's not fair.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matthew. We just ignore Brian. Sometimes when he comes in to play with us, he has to tie a bike flag to himself so we'll actually be able to tell that he's there.
That or throw stuff at me.
Anyways, let's start with the bursty burst.
Fighty fighty. I'm sorry, what now?
Bursty burst.
Let's see.
But we're all nice and burstable right now.
Yeah, you are.
Why would you want to throw a burst now?
So there's a burst one. Right, gonna land right behind Ket.
Oh god.
This is coming from the red one, who is going to go and shoot out a blob of poison at you.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Did he just hawk a loogie?
Yes, he did. So, let's see. Oh, that's low. Good for you. This is going to be a 19 versus fortitude.
We're using snake Luga bullets.
Grr!
And that's all of us?
Yep.
Yes.
Hits me right on.
Let's
but that's, is that a poison attack?
Yes.
So I've got this
thing.
This proof against poison or whatever it is.
I mean, amulet of proof against poison?
Yes.
Okay.
It says you gain resist 5 poison.
Okay.
Is that on an attack or is that
anytime you take poison damage, you take 5 off of it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
resistance
we'll see.
Resistance means you take less damage from that type of attack.
Let's see.
Which is, hey, probably a good thing.
So that'll be 10 poison damage. So you can subtract that.
Okay.
So down to 5.
Okay.
And you take ongoing 5 damage.
So would that be 0 damage?
It'll be 0 damage. Okay. However, as long as you're taking this damage, you deal 2 poison damage to all creatures adjacent to you at the start of your turn.
Okay. And I've already used my daily, so I can't use the daily power that's attached to this.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Okay, and now the blue one is going to basically do the same thing.
Hopefully without the sound effect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep. Ooh, that is high. This is going to be a 34 versus fortitude.
I think that's a yes.
Yep.
What if I say no?
Well, if you are telling the truth, that's okay. If you're lying...
We throw things virtually at you.
Yes. Then,
well, I'm 5 hours away, so it'd take a while to hit.
So, I'm going to guess that's a yes for everybody.
I heard something once, so probably.
So that's going to be 7 poison.
Ow.
And everybody's going to have ongoing 5 save ends.
So does that mean...
That does not stack.
Okay. So now I'm taking 5.
No, it doesn't stack.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you are still not taking any damage. However, you are still poisonous to your friends.
Okay. Well, it said every creature. Does that also mean enemy?
Yep.
Okay. Although they probably also have poison.
Yep. Sorry. I didn't mean to get so excited there.
Including Mr. Galvatron? Galmador? Okay.
Boy, he would be a really terrible boss if he didn't foresee for this eventuality.
Okay.
Well, he's trying to chase me down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is a really terrible boss.
and he is. I'm sorry, a terrible, like, it would be bad planning on his part. That doesn't mean that he's not a terrible boss. Torque, take 5 damage.
I just did.
Am I
taking it again?
Yes. No, Ket and Albrecht are taking 2 poison damage.
Ow.
Ah.
And now it's your turn.
Now it's that turn thing.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay, so did I take 7 and 5 or just 5?
Yes, 7 and 5.
Yep.
Well, that sucks.
Yes.
Indeed.
You can see, like, on the parts of your body that are exposed, like, kind of like your underarms, like, right on under your armor and stuff, you can see these, like, green veins that are just growing all over your skin.
Oh, cool. I look like the fog. How far am I from the Framistats?
You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from the closest one.
So you can.
So I would have to charge to get anywhere near them.
Yep.
I would like to charge the Crimson Dynamo.
Okay.
And crack him on the head.
Roll it. Oh, well, I guess he can go to either
basic
one of these.
Basic attack.
I didn't know there's a deal
with 3 of those.
Basic attack, 32 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Crack. 8 points of damage. Crack.
Hey. It's 8 points.
Yes, but it's with a bonus of 7.
It happens.
And it sucks.
He needs a brutal axe.
Should I ask for one of those?
Okay. And then that only mildly broke up the clump. So the green one is going to... what's the range on this?
10?
I think so. Yep. So.
Oh, no.
Let's see. He was up here. That'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's close enough.
I hate you.
Well, you are the one that they want.
Sexy man.
All right.
It is not fair throwing them out there. Greek's references that I can't respond to.
Oh, you can respond. He'll just get mad.
23 versus fortitude.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
I was more debating if I wanted to say reroll it.
You're a halfling now?
Once a day.
Nice. take 6 damage. Ongoing 5, yada yada.
Literally. Poof. Ha!
It was one of my earlier, what?
Items. Alright. Next down is 7 Owls Wise. You take 0 damage. Albrecht is going to take 2 damage.
Boo.
Yeah, wait. Oh, also, Torque, go ahead and roll to save against poison.
Yes. Do I get any bonus on that?
I don't think so.
I do.
Yeah.
I do?
No, you don't.
No, Brian 7? Does.
Brian.
7? He decided not to order or ignore Brian.
That
for a
will
change.
Not save. Now 7 Owls Wise, because if he's taken your damage.
Yes.
Or rather, if he's taken his damage.
I've inflicted his damage.
Which right. would be awesome
since
when I roll a 3.
All the other times that 7OW has been doing this, open the gates of battle. So I get to move 8.
Okay.
Which puts me there.
Cool.
And is the poison attack adjacent to, is that what it is? I mean,
yes.
It's my turn next, so if Ket is... I mean, as long as Torque is not next to me, he won't.
Right, right.
Okay, all right. Open the gates of battle. Ha! Twenty-four
versus
reflex.
That'll hit.
Excellent. I thought I had another. I will just. There it is. That is 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 5 is 22 damage.
It's a solid strikery thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, let's see. The target takes... Now, Matthew, you hit that guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
There is an addition onto this that says the target takes an additional 1d10 if it was at full hit points when you hit with this attack.
No. No. He's... No. He's like... He was like 8 hit points down.
Okay. All right. So that's open the gates of battle. Ah! And that is it. Because my Center
okay.
Fury of Blows also hits.
Cool.
And I'm trying to block so that nobody can get through. And I'm guessing, Matthew, you mark somebody, right, or not?
I didn't say it, so by the rules of the game, I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
We'll pass on it this time. That's okay, though.
By pass on it this time, you mean...
Where it means he didn't call it.
Okay.
Ket, take 5 damage.
Ow!
Oh, unless you're doing something else.
No, I'm done. I can't do anything. All right, do I need to do a save against?
Yep. Yay! 10.
I don't like poison. Vestige of Ugar.
Okay.
Ugar.
I'm going to taunt him. Yeah. I don't even need your father to help me here.
Nice.
Where is the, there they are. Burst 2 within 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nice.
Yep. Right there. Right here.
Oh, as we look at this battle map for people following along at home, Rodrigo, what are these?
Oh.
Squarey things?
The central part is the spiderweb bridge.
Okay.
These are suspended cocoon-like structures.
We can jump on them if we have the ability?
They are just terrain. However, the space between them will, you know, if you end up on it, you will fall.
In the space.
Yes.
Right. I guess I have to wait till my turn to do any kind of a check? Or not? Does this bridge burn?
No.
Okay.
Burn.
Oh. All right, so for all purposes, it's like stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I do the vestige, curse.
Okay.
Curse.
And Raven Queen.
Okay.
Ow.
Handle in the butt doesn't feel good.
Good to know.
It, 23 versus reflex.
23 versus reflex?
Yeah.
May not feel good, but maybe it's lucky.
God, gross. That hits everyone except Galmadar.
Boo!
Hits everyone but Galmadar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Galmadar. D-A-R?
Yep.
Okay.
Galmadar.
So what does that do?
That does a D10 of damage.
Two.
Plus my con.
Is this fire time?
Yes, this is fire time. So that's 10 damage. Fire.
Okay.
And then the burst creates a zone of burning light that lasts until the end of the encounter. Each creature that enters the zone or starts its turn there takes 1d10 fire damage. Creatures cannot benefit from concealment while within the zone.
Okay.
I don't think that's ever come up. Hmm. And then I am now in the vestige of Ugar. And so my other stuff does extra stuffs.
Ugard. That's good.
And since I hit the dude that I have cursed, I will do an extra 6 damage.
Okay.
Okay, an extra 4 damage.
Okay. That will just bloody him. Wait.
The big guy? The red?
Yeah.
So you've bloodied the big guy? Okay.
Does it bloody him or not?
That does bloody him, yep.
Okay. Excellent. Good to know.
So, 2 minors and a standard. I'm
awesome.
Done.
Okay. Let's see. Top of the round.
I haven't gone.
Oh, you haven't gone? Sorry. Albrecht.
All right. So, I'm kind of eyeballing these guys.
Take 5 damage.
Yep, 5 damage. Oh, ow! Yeah. Now I'm eyeballing these guys.
No save.
I rolled a 4.
Life is tough.
All right. Largely, I'm trying to determine whether I think they'd be... if that venom spit's going to be, like, their big thing, or if they'd smack pretty hard up in melee, too. So, okay. Nature it up to try to determine. Or rolling that 1. Ah, so that'd be a 9. Yeah, that 1. Never mind.
You...
I've never seen snakes in armor before.
You certainly have not. In fact, you are getting really caught up on how exactly they are operating that armor and then proceed to kind of forget about, you know, actually getting any sort of tactics out of it.
All right, then. Never mind. I'll just waddle on up. And
the old waddle and charge.
No, I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to zap the blue guy with Hold Foe.
Can you get to him without cover?
10.
Has Galmadar gone?
I should.
No.
Oh, is this all cover?
He's at the top of the round. He just bypassed his turn.
I mean, is that not there pretty open?
Yeah, I think so.
It's either that or you could...
Well, and actually, yeah, you can get to, like, one of the corners of his square, so you're good.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'll try to hold that foe with my blessing of the or not. Okay, so I'll be 16 versus Will.
No.
Dang it! Okay, well, I still do some stuff. Stop spinning. That's a 6. Awesome. So 16 half is 8 damage, and he'll be slowed until the end of my next turn.
6 damage. We only have 1 and slowed on the blue guy.
For a milestone. So you can still use your other daily attack. Mm-hmm. You can't use any other item powers that are dailies until we've gotten through this.
And you said he was slowed until the end of your next turn?
Well, yep.
Did you use one in the previous? Then you can use both.
Okay, alright.
Yes, the items.
Okay. And anybody needing major need of healing right now?
I have 55 hit points.
I has 48 out of my 68.
Torque?
Yes.
Do you need much need of healing?
I don't think so.
I'm down 12, so.
Nah. I'll hold on for it for now.
All right.
Save versus the poison.
Nice.
Plus 5, makes 10.
Nice. Go, dwarf.
Yay. Go, dwarf.
I'll take it.
Dwarf it up, shorty.
Yes, the fact that you've been drinking dwarven ale since you were 3 years old.
Three? Man, you got a late start.
He did. He went into the priesthood. Okay. That's Albrecht. Top of the round.
The Ghost Beard clan is a very somber clan.
Yep.
That does slow the big blue die go. Guy, though, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I was hoping to hold it so neither of them would get up there, but yeah.
Let's see. Well, it's going to be difficult for him to
get up there anyway.
Yeah.
Galmadar is going to walk on up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Take 7.
Yay!
How dare you?
I dare.
He's going to... Well, we'll say he flies over here. And then takes a second, and then spreads his wings again, and will basically swoop at Seven Owls Wise and Torque and land over here.
Huh. It's kind of cool.
Yep. Does not provoke attacks from them.
Oh, can you move back one, Rodrigo? I'm sorry. I need to get a picture.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll go over here. And
do you want to take his raven with him?
Oh yeah, sorry. His raven bead. And we'll make an attack against each of you. We'll just roll it once. That is going to be a 22 versus AC.
I miss. Okay,
either of you.
I duck.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Whoa, what the?
Yep.
Are you still alive, Matthew?
Hello.
Yeah, he's clicking away.
So
I'm not clicking. Something's going on with my mic, and I'm trying to figure out where my audio issue is, because I'm hearing you, then I'm not hearing you, and then I don't think you're hearing me.
Hmm.
What do we got? What are we doing? Where are we at? What Hamina?
It's not quite your turn yet. That red guy is going to...
Duck.
He's going to try to attack Seven Owls. Since he looks chewy. It's going to be a 20 versus AC.
Miss.
Okay.
He's just a little bit too tall for my short stature.
Yep. And just kind of tries to clap his hands on you, and you're not there at all.
Yes.
The blue guy will poison spit.
Oh. Red guy.
Yeah, red guy fire.
5.
Okay.
Blue guy.
Oops.
Blue guy keeps
4, if you want to roll that.
6.
6.
Okay. Now, blue guy attack. He'll drop it here to hit Seven Owls and Torque. That's going to be a...
Oh, I should have done that.
24 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
Okay. Does that hit you, Torque?
Hang on. Fortitude, yes.
Okay. 8 damage.
3 damage.
Yep. And once again, you are poisoned and deal poison damage to other people.
Same as before?
Yep.
Okay.
I want a 5, not a percent sign.
This thing that you cast, a Ket, it's okay for me to enter?
No. Any creature that enters the zone.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's just a D10 of fire.
I was going to screw up my next attack.
And then it will be Torque's turn.
Torque has a turn, and
I was going to do this.
Too terrible much damage.
Okay.
I was going to have to move into it, but that's all right. Does it go away or is it permanent?
It's permanent.
Okay.
Huh. I can move it if we kill something that's cursed.
Okay.
Are we bunched up enough to where a cleave would actually be of any use?
No.
Okay. And the closest one to me is red?
Yep.
Yep.
Deanna starts shifting around to get...
And he's already bloodied,
closer to the other guys.
Let's go ahead and Reaping Strike on red and see if we can take him down.
Okay.
Well, not with a one. So, no.
Yep. That was you have to stop aiming from the heads because it just retract them back into the armor.
All right, well, I'll mark him.
Yeah, you also... did you take your 5 poison at the beginning of your turn?
Yes. I totally just did.
Okay.
Does it not do auto damage with Reaping? Or how does that...
Reaping actually does have a...
Holy crap.
Never half strength modifier, because I don't usually miss with it. You're right. Yes. So I can do half strength modifier. No, wait. Half strength modifier.
So that's what, 2?
So 2.5.
Okay.
Brandon, I want that half.
Usually does rolls 2.
Okay. So I am now going to roll.
You know the ones that we don't actually use.
From poison.
Okay.
How do you feel about a 19?
That'll save you.
Where the hell was that a minute ago when I was trying to hit?
Right next to the one?
Welcome to Brian's land.
Yes, all right. No kidding.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and trigger my third wind.
Okay. You have to do that before you save.
Well, you suck. So I'm not going to trigger my third wind because I saved.
No, well, you can go ahead and do it if you have the actions for it.
That's the rules. That's the rules.
Third wind's minor?
I do reserve the right to take back the rules. If you really want to, you can.
I reserve the right to ignore you. I'll go ahead and use my third win, please.
And he reserves the right to ignore himself.
Wait, what?
Okay.
If, Matthew, if you shift one, I can actually get a +1 bonus to attack the boss dude on my turn.
Where does he have to shift?
He'd have to shift next to you, so he'd take the 2 damage.
Oh, okay.
When you start your turn. Okay. But I could actually utilize my prime shot for a change. Yeah, I know.
Are you sure? Because I'm probably going to move... if he moves over, I'll just move up to where he's at to smack the guy.
I hate you. Fine, just stay there.
Yeah, but Albrecht goes last, so you've got to remember before him. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So shift.
Yeah. Albrecht moves last, so...
Most of my attacks are melee.
Okay, so we shift Torque over.
And Steven can shift around and do stuff.
I actually do need to shift. I am going to shift.
And now the green guy will go, and he will again try to get the Torque and 7 Owls combo.
That's delicious.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and roll damage for him.
3! Slowly we will.
3...
Hey, it worked on the dragon, didn't it?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I was the only consistent source of damage in that fight.
That's going to be a 19 versus 42.
I guess Matthew right was consistent, too.
Okay. I'm guessing that doesn't hit you, Torque.
Matthew?
Matthew's being dumb again.
His mic
is being... Screwy.
Okay.
Something's going on with my USB drivers.
That sucks.
My mouse keeps cacking out on me, too.
I'm guessing a 19 doesn't hit you, Matthew.
Negative. Okay. 19 again.
Fortitude.
Yeah, we lost him again.
Blame.
It's AC or fortitude?
Negative.
Fortitude.
So, four, five, six.
That's going to be 6 damage to 7 L's wise, so 1 damage.
1 damage, 51.
Am I back?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he will move.
Please move up.
Yeah. Oh. Seven L's wise. Take no damage. Take 2 damage.
Damage.
Matthew. Why 2?
Because I'm poisoned and I'm sending out poison.
You suck.
That's okay. So how much damage do I take if I move in here?
1d10.
So somewhere between 1 and 10. And we've been seeing how I've been rolling. It's usually been about a 6 or less. So I'm assuming I'm going to hit you with that big 0 there.
Yeah.
So should I dare risk it?
Yes.
All right.
If it's something awesome, sure.
Well, it could be potentially awesome. I'm going to do my spinning leopard attack, which allows me to shift my speed and can make the following attack once against each enemy that you move adjacent to during the shift. So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You could get all three.
Yeah, you could actually get all three.
If I move, what, all the way down here?
Yep.
But.
That's really.
If I stay over here, I get. I get to take this guy down.
Well.
With a plus. Well, would I have what is it when we got both of our.
A flank?
You would
have
a
If you decide to take the attack while you are standing there, you will have the flanking on him.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then you can still continue
on. Oh, okay. All right.
As you run by you.
Bow, now, do you want me to roll for each attack?
Yep.
Okay, so the first one against red guy.
Okay.
And it is nice. A 22 versus reflex.
All right. That has 19.
That'll hit.
All right, so he's going to take 3. 8 is 11. 11 plus 5 is 16 damage.
What's the plus 5 from?
The rapid centered flurry of blows.
Okay, you only get to use that once.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to use that against him?
I'm going to use it against him because we know he's bloodied, right?
Okay.
Right? Is that correct?
Just try to take him out.
Yeah, because it does.
I want to try to take him out first.
It also does push or slide.
Let's see. And you slide it one square to a square adjacent to you or one square in any direction if the target wasn't targeted by your triggering attack.
Two things on that one, then. One, when would these snake armor thingies fall off the cliff?
When all four squares
are. All four squares are? Okay. Two. Well, I guess you could slide him that way, one.
What, this way?
Yeah.
That is opening it up for the other guys.
Which is opening it up for, well, I mean...
No, because he'd be straddling the...
Yeah. So, that one... Because you could pop it over to blue and push him a little off,
okay.
And then we could... The other option is you could wait until you hit green and then pull him back into the fire,
okay.
Which
Let's
means
do that.
I would get in a...
All right, so he takes 11 damage. Red takes 11 damage.
Okay. Take 6 fire.
And 6 fire is what I take. So that puts me down to 45. Okay. Now an attack roll, spinning leopard attack against blue. Not so good. That is 15.
That will miss.
Versus reflex, and I can't add.
I don't think you have anything special to add.
Okay, 15 versus reflex. Nothing on that.
Okay.
And I continue on down to here.
One that way.
This way?
Yeah, that way you can. Well, I guess
okay,
you can
pull
it toward there anyways.
Okay.
But yeah.
So now I get to attack green.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, also, sir, 14 versus reflex.
That'll miss.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Blue needs to take half damage. I'm sorry, because there's a miss. Takes half damage.
Okay.
On this.
So roll it.
6 plus 8 is 14. And that would be 7 damage. Now do I get to push him with the centered flurry?
Nope. He didn't hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then miss on the green guy is 3 plus 8 is 11, so he takes 6 damage. 5 damage. What are we rounding up or down?
Down.
5 damage.
Oops. Okay, that's fine.
And you spent your action point in the last combat, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Well? What's your other daily?
My other daily is Supreme Avalanche, which is one creature. Basically, until the end of the encounter, you gain a plus 2 power bonus to damage rolls against the target, and you slide it one square whenever you hit it with an attack. If the attack includes force movement, you can increase the distance of that movement by one square instead of sliding the target one square.
That's pretty spiffy.
Yes.
So that means we could use that to knock off a
Who?
Snake.
A
try.
Because every time you hit him, you would...
Move him?
Move him.
Okay.
So
I can use an action point and try that.
You could use an action point and try that if you wanted to.
Against?
really, since as soon as you spend an action point, I can tell you to shift mm-hmm. one. You could use it on any of the three, because you'd be able to move up to the other two.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's do that. Because I can shift up to here, mm-hmm. right? And hit him.
Yeah. I would honestly suggest shifting just one this way, and then moving back to the spot where you'd be flanking and adjacent to both of them.
Oh, okay.
So then one, two.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this Supreme Avalanche. Hmm. Here we go, against the blue. Seven plus twelve is 19 versus fortitude.
Nope.
On a miss, I do a half damage. 3d10s.
Damn.
It is a very powerful. I do this one. What is that? 9, 4 is 13, plus 6 is 19. That was a 6. 19 plus 8 is 24, so 12 damage.
Okay.
To blue.
And is that an effect?
So it says it's the effect. Until the end of the encounter, you gain a plus 2 power bonus to damage rolls against the target, and you slide it one square whenever you hit it with an attack.
Okay. Keep track of that.
Okay. So he's got a... Can I have a little marker so that we can remember to...
Yeah. What color do you want?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yellow is fine.
No, it's sky blue.
Oh, blue. Yeah.
We did it to blue so we could...
Force him off.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But do I also now have to take an additional 6 because I use that action point of damage inside that?
No, you never left the
You never left it. You'll take another D10 of damage.
Also, in general, I think the rule is to that you still only take it once per turn so that people can't essentially, like, say, push you and have you go, like, zigzag in and out and stuff like that. So.
I'm sorry. You know what? No, I wasn't flanking. Never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so he's still got 12 damage, and I don't get to push him now.
You want to save against poison?
I will want to save against poison. Yes, I save against poison.
Good work.
Yay.
Cat.
Ow. 43
hit points left.
Yep. I go all shimmery, gaining concealment. Which, yeah.
Okay.
We haven't done in a while. Mentioned in a while. Then I will curse him.
Okay.
Curse.
And. Do an arcana check to see what the crap he is.
Okay.
I should figure out if he's arcana based. 33?
You know everything.
He's some kind of immortal critter. Resist 5 necrotic, vulnerability 5 radiant, immune to disease and poison. He's got his little swoop attack, his little claw attack, and he also has a grab attack. So look out for that.
Awesome sauce.
So you maybe yell out to Dorvy guy, hey, Radiant's here?
Yeah. And since I am the closest person to him for the first time ever.
Yep.
You were really just hoping to take that away.
I'm just checking.
Did he have any sort of ranged attack at all?
It doesn't seem to.
Cool. Chains of Levistus.
Nice.
Yes! It's another 19.
Nice.
So, 31 versus Fortitude.
That'll hit.
God, I hope, would hope so. Aw. 4 plus 7 is 11. Oh, I'll re-roll one of those. He's got the whole Raven Queen thing going on. That's better.
Yay.
So, 7 plus 7 is 14. 14 cold damage. If he moves before the end of my next turn, he takes an additional 2d6 extra cold damage.
Okay.
Nice.
And...
Curse! 6.
For max damage.
Nice.
Of 6. Yeah. My giant big cursed d6.
All right.
The die itself is not cursed. It's the die I use for my curse damage.
Cool. What else?
Where is my curse d20? Minor, move, standard.
Done.
Save versus poison.
Yes! Save?
Yes, on a
barely.
10.
Barely.
Nice. Albrecht.
All right. So, blast that guy with radiant or go up and put a healing cookie on the big guy. Try to put a healing cookie. Try to blast that guy with radiant.
Point. Either way, get away from me.
If I go stand up there. I mean, I'm going to want the flanking.
Yeah, no. I just, if you were going to blast the guy with radiant, I would say take a step to your right. So as we aren't in that burst one.
Yeah.
So as we don't both get hit with the poison, only one of us would get hit with the poison.
First of all, healing, torque, do you need it?
No.
7?
I've got 43, so yeah, I could use some healing. But I'm not at max.
Bloodied?
I'm not bloodied yet.
I'll generally just save it till someone's bloodied.
I will be
I'm
soon,
down
though.
25 points. What's your bonus?
2d6 plus 4.
So, on an average roll, I would be a little over topped off.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
I'm going to focus fire.
Yeah.
Come up here. Try to swing with recovery strike. Glowing arc of hammer and nice. That'll be a 30 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Yes. Okay, since I hit, I shall invoke my Gauntlets of Brilliance daily power.
Okay.
As a hit with a weapon, it deals an extra 10 radiant.
Nice.
Sure you don't want to use that on the boss monster, dude?
Nah. Brutal. Nah.
Nah.
8 plus 9 is 17. Yep, 17 damage, and the next one to hit him will get 5 hit points.
Plus the 10 radiant?
Yes, plus 10 radiant.
That's factored in?
No,
27. So 27 damage.
Okay, so 10 more radiant?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 17 regular, then 10 radiant, and then 5 extra hit points, whoever smacks right. him next.
That kills him.
All right.
Excellent.
Awesome. I will invoke Raven Queen's blessing, having killed something with my attack.
Awesome.
Okay.
For the first time ever.
Also, my Pact Boon triggers.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to move my thing.
Go for it. Oh, wait. Wrong one.
So what are you do your thing. I'll read.
One.
Yep. It's fine if you want to move him out of there, because I can kick him.
No, I'm going to move it. So,
all right.
You're out of there.
Out of there. Whoops. Sorry.
So, alrighty. Okay, so basically I smack him, he dies, and spectral ravens come, fly away, and we'll fly by and heal. Who wants it? Someone can get a healing surge plus 4.
I can take a healing surge plus 4.
All right, 7, since you're all up into
19.
Stuff.
19.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brings me up to...
All up in their grills.
Yep.
Yep.
The ravens
Ooh,
take
I'm
your
back
death
up
closeness
to,
away.
Mac, I'm all the way back up to my max hit points.
Also, nice. Because since I did a the channel divinity, allies within 10 squares... Oh, an ally... Gain another 3.
Well, he's already
I'm off,
someone else.
Torque.
Yeah, give it to Torque.
How much do I get?
3.
3. Just a 3.
But I only have
divinity.
2.
Well,
there you go. You're topped off.
Awesome.
But you only taken 2 damage?
Okay. No, I used my
guessing
in the last round.
Yeah.
I haven't taken damage since.
Yeah, that my healer's lower class feature would not also increase that.
I don't
extra.
Think so.
Okay, so, yeah, just 3.
What channel
no, you
divinity
should totally
use?
Do that.
Huh?
Give me more.
The Raven Queen's
blessing.
Oh. Power.
The extra healing, the 3.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
What else?
Hey, look, we focused on one bad and took him down fairly bad. Quickly.
Okay, I moved. Yes, that's it. I'm done.
I'm trying to control. I'm doing what Aurum's supposed to.
Yes.
Ooh,
and you're
snap.
Filling you in gloriously. Galmadar is going to recharge. And then, so Chains of Levistus is going to deal damage if he gets closer to you.
If he moves.
If he moves
yes.
at all?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, go ahead and deal it.
Bam! Yes! Yes.
Oh. Five. Unless I add my implement bonus.
I don't think so. Not for recurring damage, I think.
Yeah. I know it doesn't count for ongoing, but...
At least that's not how we've been doing it.
Yeah.
He's going to fly over here.
Hi.
Oh, not gonna go by us.
No.
Yeah. And he's gonna hover.
Yep.
Okay.
And he's going to take a hack at Cat.
Yep.
I'm gonna need some heals.
like three into wings.
It's gonna be a. Hack. 30 versus AC?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. So he's going to do his little swoop thing. But instead of dealing damage to you, he is going to continue his swoop. So he's going to go 1.
Ah, cool.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and drag you with him.
Oh, evil.
And then basically has you by the neck. And like, you shouldn't start things that you can't finish. And then just let go of you.
Oh, no.
Dropping you to your death, at which point you fall out of bed.
No!
I knew it!
Not again! Rodrigo, you have done this to us again.
We must go deeper.
You're a bad person and you should feel bad.
Okay, everybody. Let's stop it there. Let's head over and check out the mailbag and see what kind of mails have come in
mail
this
time,
week.
Mail time.
Totally caught me unprepared there, Rodrigo. Once again, this is from Kevin. He says, "Hi, guys. I was listening to the podcast about the Paragon Path, and I've been wondering for a while now if you have to pick a path or if you can just go through the whole game as a level 20 nobody. I guess now that I'm running a game, it'd be good to know the answer to the question."
You don't, actually.
You don't
yeah,
have
it's
to.
A, yeah, optional it's optional thing. You'd be kind
you're,
of silly not
you're basically
to,
yeah. saying, no, I don't want this free stuff, no thank you.
Right. You yeah, are, basically, what would happen is that every level that a Paragon Path would give you mm-hmm. a power, you would be picking a power in your class of lower level.
Yep.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Because I don't know that it says that anywhere.
Well, I think that's how it goes, because honestly, that would, I mean... Then it would go from being a bad idea to a terrible idea. But yes, you are right. You can in fact forego your Paragon path.
Which could be interesting if everybody does that.
Yeah, if everyone in the game is doing it, but otherwise it's gonna set you behind. Really, there are so many Paragon paths that have been written for every class. There are some that are a little behind, but there are enough that really anything you want to do with the character is probably going to be represented by a Paragon path.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So hopefully, Kevin, that answers your question. And I forgot to look before I closed that email to see if this is from the same Kevin or if we're just being Kevin lucky here. Kevin writes in and says, "I've been running Dungeons & Dragons campaigns for the last 5 years or so, using generally the same players. Unfortunately, I seem to be the only person willing and able to DM in this town. This wasn't a problem until a few months ago when we met and I discovered I had lost my drive to run games. All I want now is to play a character in someone's story. Do you have any advice as to how I can pawn the DM spot off to someone for a few months at least, just so I can get my head back in the biggest, baddest chair at the end of the table?"
That question that you just asked?
Yeah, basically just ask like, someone straight
yeah,
up.
Just
but
straight
he says
up,
that nobody else
straight
can
up tell them that I'm burnt out.
Yep.
I want to actually get a chance to roleplay. If you guys want to actually have ongoing games anymore, someone else needs to pick up the slack a little.
And that's the thing is, you know, if everybody's like, "No, I don't want to run, I'm too busy," then don't play.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't run if you don't feel like running. This is supposed to be fun. Nobody should make you run a game unless it's for major spoilers and the robot overlord has a psychofragulator pointed at your back. and even then, you know, it's a good time. So, no, I mean... And if your friends are like, well, I don't feel like running and blah, 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 but you still want to play in someone else's game, then find another group. I mean, in, you know, usually in the cities that I've lived in, I'm usually part of actually two or three different gaming groups. And, you know, everybody kind of plays with everybody, and there's people who are exclusive to each group. But, mm-hmm. you know, you can always find more people to play with.
All right. Thank you, Kevin and Kevin, for your emails. Or if it's the same Kevin, thank you, Kevin. You're lucky right. we've read you twice.
We'll just assume it's the same Kevin.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Let's head over to iTunes and check out some of the 5-star reviews that we've received. This one is from CJG293. Hey, guys, I've been listening to the Tales of the Torkeltones since day one, and I have a very simple question for Rodrigo. How in the name of Bahamut do you keep the other guys quiet when the others are role-playing? My group never shuts up, and it's increasingly hard to hear my DM sometimes.
Have you listened to this?
Have you been listening to this podcast?
I find that glares work pretty well. Really, I just try to make sure that the players know that, especially, you know, because we're all here together to roleplay, so let your players know that it's disrespectful when you're talking while other people are trying to roleplay.
Right.
If you're always inserting little things while people are role-playing, like, it's okay. If you devolve into jokes, then that's fine. But if you interrupt somebody else's role-playing, somebody else's scene while you're role-playing, it sucks. And, you know, make sure to highlight that for each player, because if Steven interrupts Rob's scene, then Steven doesn't care. But if then Brian interrupts Steven's scene, then, you know, make sure to point that out and, like, see, that mm-hmm. that certainly isn't good. And just,
that's,
I mean,
how much that sucks.
Yeah. Exactly. Just come out and tell them and be like, look, we're trying to move the scene along. You're being disrespectful. If right. you really want, go to another room or something like that.
I would say there are a couple of other things going on here that listeners are probably not aware of. Number one, we are all aware that this is being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple of things happen. We're all pretty much respectful for that about everybody else's yeah. role playing and
despite
in character.
The fact that we all hate each other, yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot of respect.
So that's number one. Number two, everybody gets recorded on their own track, so I have the power as the editor producer to go in and remove those tracks, which is why Matthew's been quiet these last couple of days.
Yeah, that's
the third thing is we all have mute switches. So there are times where, because Rob sits next to me, we can both hit our mute switch, and I can lean over and ask him a question about something that can be answered very quickly while still allowing someone else to role play. So those are some of the technical things
right.
that you don't hear that you may not be aware of. But we all try to be a little bit respectful right. to each other. Rob, what were you going to say before I jumped in there?
He doesn't remember.
Yeah, I think it was just about the fact that we kind of dumb-lucked into a group that is more specifically about the role play. Mm-hmm. We do have the additional focus of knowing that we're being recorded.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah. We all do. Like, every time everybody else is role playing, I actually find it interesting. We've yeah. got a very strong group.
And that's another thing. Sometimes, you know, the way that obviously in Critical Hit it's very difficult to do, but sometimes I would pull players aside for so they could have their own scenes, and that can be a double-edged sword, but also it can help both ways, because sometimes if you're just sitting there and people are role playing a scene that another player is not in, then that player might make noise and disturb things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pull people aside, talk to them, and then you get the role-playing part of them coming back and explaining what just happened to the party and force them to do that in character. When they're like, well, basically he told me, they're like, no. Say it as your character. Does your character say basically? No. Your character says, verily yay.
Verily yo.
Yeah.
And something that Rodrigo is extremely good at, and I don't even know that he knows that he does this. This is something that, you know, I know from my professional work, is there are two ways to address an issue like this. You can address it from the parental level, which is, now you boys knock it off. Or you can address it from the level that Rodrigo does, where, you know, when things get out of hand, and they occasionally do, and I think they did in this last show, Rodrigo just says, okay, enough. We're moving on. This is what we're doing. And there comes a point where, you know, Rodrigo will join in when it's appropriate. And when it's not appropriate, he'll just, you know, very carefully say, okay, authority time, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So if your DM doesn't have the ability to do that, or you know, if your group doesn't have the ability to respond to that, then it might be something worth, you know, bringing up. I don't know if you guys have official group meetings and come together and, you know, read the Knights of the Dinner Table rules.
Manifesto.
But, exactly. But, you know, it might be worth just saying, hey, you know, this is distracting to me. I'm having issues with this. And, you know, make it about you. I am having issues with this, and I need you guys to help me because the game is not as enjoyable. And if it comes down to it, they may say, and at that point, it may be worth looking for a new gaming group.
All right, thank you for that 5-star comment. Thank you for everybody who's put 5-star comments or more over at the iTunes. If you have any questions, all you need to do is send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. We are still in our quote-unquote pledge drive time. And if you would like to help out Critical Hit and make sure that these episodes continue uninterrupted for forever, might I suggest you consider doing a recurring donation over at majorspoilers.com. We've got a 2-month recurring donation, a 5-month recurring donation, and a $10 a month recurring donation. So $2, $5, or $10. It's up to you, or you can make a one-time donation. We're hoping you'll consider doing the recurring donation because that'll help us out in the long run. It ensures that we keep doing things, and it tells us how much you like what we're doing or not. Again, keyword here is we'd like to continue to do this for many, many years to come. I'd like to get 100% buy-in, 100% participation, meaning everybody who listens to this show is contributing in some way, because we know that you love Critical Hit, and we do too. So until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
I thought you were going to say, here's hoping all your comics are critical hits.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.